and I become King George. And I got all the rights then. And when I stand on the mountain and I say, do it, it gets done. If it don't get done, then I'll move on it. And that's the last thing in the world you want me to do.
You know, most of them don't assume you're actually going to kill them. Most of them assume it's a rape or something like that.
It was like anybody was fair game.
It did not matter. Blood is blood. It didn't matter if man, woman, child.
At first, they thought it was a pack of savage dogs. But when they looked closer, they knew it was humans.
We left the curse. We left the curse.
In the gate.
A fire and death.
In the gate.
Oh, this is not nice.
No.
Judgment.
No.
Judgment. Say it.
Ah, we left the curse.
On her?
On her.
Future generations.
Future generations.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Evil Examined podcast is here at Buttonwoods Brewery, and we're doing a table for Aaron Beauregard Horror Books. I'm here with JP. He's helping me man the table.
What up?
We got some. We got the Wheel of Doom out again, where people could sell their soul for a spin, maybe get something free, maybe get something, maybe get an uncomfortable question answered. So, if you remember our Scarecon, this is sort of the same thing that we did. So, more to come. All right, we're here with Josh from PVD Horror. He's helping to put this tremendous event on at Buttonwoods Brewery. And he has spun the Wheel of Doom for Evil Examined. And he's landed on, did you land on Party Story?
Yeah, it says tell an interesting party story.
Yes, so have at it.
So there's children around, so I'll keep it like a tame party story. So we had I threw a party at one time and I had some extra fireworks laying around. And I lived in a trailer. And I thought it would be a good idea to light off said fireworks inside the bathtub, because if it's in a bathtub, it would fly around the bathtub and make better colors closer. And I lit my bathroom on fire. So then the fire spread to the next door neighbor's trailer as well. So that was quite the party experience. So the moral of the story is, do not light fireworks off in the house.
Unless you want to be highly successful like Josh from PVD Horror. Thank you.
Yes. There you go.
Okay. What did it land on? Oh, Free Magnet.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's awesome.
No problem.
That's true.
The heathen.
The slob. He's a slob. His name's Aaron.
It is Aaron.
I guess it's meant to be.
So we got someone named Aaron who won the slob.
That's hilarious. His last name's Bowden.
Our friend, the author's actually stepped out.
Initials AB.
He's here somewhere.
That is so funny, and that's what our kitchen makes up. Because he cleans it.
That's when it's clean?
Well, yeah, actually, this is more like when it is clean.
That's hilarious.
That's so funny, because I call this lava.
So we got another winner.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Thank you, guys.
Really, yeah, no problem.
That's awesome.
Yo, we got little George about to spin the wheel.
No, I'll wait.
You wait?
Yeah, okay. I'll wait.
Spin the wheel.
So we got George, little George, spinning the wheel. See what he gets.
The illest George.
Oh, it's I'm sorry. The illest George of all time.
No, it's actually little George.
Shut up.
The littlest George.
Yo, the illest
never
George.
Never mind, he got the littlest George.
I hate that, yo.
Thank you. What did you land on?
I got alien opinion.
Okay, what's your opinion? Go up to the mic.
Oh, okay.
What's your opinions on aliens?
So, my opinion on aliens, first of all, I do believe in a different human species I'm not gonna say aliens, because that just feels like what? They're immigrants? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I do believe that we're created by another human species or a different type of species, for
like
sure.
Like a hybrid?
Like, I think we are aliens, essentially. You know what I'm saying?
He's going deep with this one.
So, yeah. So, again, long story short, yeah. So, that's my opinion on aliens. I believe we are the aliens. We don't know it.
Tell us about your comic and where we can find it.
Wait, what'd you say?
Shout out your comic.
Shout out your comic.
Oh, that piece of trash? Oh, yeah.
Yo, I got every issue.
I love it. Actually, coming up with the fourth episode, actually, as we speak. I'll give you a quick... they're going to go on a shroom trip.
Yeah,
by accident, though.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's coming soon, actually. So.
Oh, is that at the concert?
That was a different shroom trip.
Are you a drug addict?
Me and Day-Day.
But, this is an intervention.
No, let's talk about the Charlie Crockett one.
Oh, that was a good one. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
You're a total drug addict.
I forgot all about that one. Like, Jesus. Oh, my God. I was thinking of the Incubus one. That's the one I was thinking about.
That's the pinnacle.
Yeah. That was just like a different world. I was in a different world.
You're telling me.
Like, literally.
I went to the Athlete.
Yeah, I know, right? We were all in different worlds. That was great. Charlie Crockett, though.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
He spoke to me and not Brian. Brian got real upset.
Dude. Yeah, that was...
You don't like him.
JP, you know I have pictures of you, too, right?
Oh, God.
I haven't released them yet.
Can I see them?
Yeah, you'll see them. Right. You'll see them.
They're going to be in his comic books.
Did you shout out the comic book, though?
I did. McBovey Adventures is the comic book. We are on Amazon, Goodreads, and it's a good time. It's just, it's only three issues out right now, but going to do like a five-part series, and essentially McBovey is a spinoff of Ronald McDonald. He should have been the Ronald McDonald and didn't.
The alcoholic version of Ronald McDonald.
Exactly.
Check it out, guys.
Check it out.
Okay, again, we're here at Buttonwoods Brewery, and we have a special guest, a frequenter of the show, Big Daddy Bass, and he has landed, like George, like Little George, actually, on the alien opinion question. Daddy Bass, tell us your opinion on aliens.
What do you mean? I don't understand the question.
What do you believe?
I believe that they're real, and I believe that we've been seeing a lot of weird videos lately.
Have you been touched, or personally?
I've never been touched yet, but I'm hoping to get selected soon.
Would you be open to probing for the betterment of humanity?
Absolutely. It's science.
Okay, meet me after the show.
Wait. Last time I was checking, you were on, you know.
What the fuck did you just...
No, nothing.
All right, you're looking mad cute, just so you know.
Oh, thank you.
And we're happy to have you here, as always, on the Evil Example podcast.
I'm happy to be here.
Just don't look too cute, though. There's a lot of competition out here. All right, we're down here again at Buttonwoods, and a gentleman has stepped up to spin the wheel, and he's, ironically, the third time in a row, alien opinion. So we're hearing a lot about aliens today. What's your name, and what can you tell us about
My this? Name is Ryan, and I have a lot of opinions about aliens. Frankly, we are not alone. Based on the Drake equation alone, it is nearly mathematically impossible that we are alone in the universe. It truly depends, obviously, on where alien life may exist and in what form, but there is alien life out there, and whether or not we've been contacted by alien life is up for debate, and I'm willing to talk more about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, so obviously there's the things with the new videos that have been released with the Navy, which to me it seems a little curious that they'd be like, oh yeah, there's, you know, in the middle of the world crisis, they're kind of like, oh yeah, and this whole thing, there's stuff out there that we don't know about. It seemed a little convenient to release it then. What's your thoughts on that? Have you seen the videos, I should ask?
I have seen some of the videos, yes.
Okay.
The Navy release videos I have seen, and I don't know about the timing in particular, because I know that they were a few years out.
Yep.
They were, what, 2015, 2016?
Yeah, they sat on it for a while.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how that works, but it is interesting that those videos were released, and there were a spate of sightings at people's homes. People just walked outside and they saw, you know, lights in the sky and odd movements of lights in the sky. And I don't know truly how that coincides with COVID-19 and how that panned out, but maybe it was a way to keep people entertained.
A distraction, maybe? Possibly?
Perhaps. And we... I don't know if there are any, you know, ops happening, obviously.
Right.
Because I'm not privy to that knowledge, but maybe it was a distraction technique from the government to keep us away from other things that may be happening and social upheaval.
I tend to agree, but I like you, I do believe that there is some... There's got to be some alternate life form, like you said, just based on the vastness of the universe, and it would just, you know, kind of be weird. Some of the people that came on before you were saying that they believe that aliens may be humans from the future that have evolved and come back to try and alter the trajectory of our path, I guess. What do you think about that?
I think it's totally plausible,
yeah.
And I think it's a very entertaining theory, and I could put some money on that bet. I'm all about that. You know, I'm also a big fan of Warhammer 40,000, so warp travel and, like, bending of time and space and, you know, traversing multiple dimensions and the evolution of the human sapient form throughout space-time. I buy into that, and I think that, you know, maybe they are coming back to stop maybe a future disaster, Terminator style.
Right, because you have you have the whole thing with where they've been involved with shutting down nuclear weapons, right?
Right.
Have you seen that stuff? Like, there's declassified reports about strange happenings where just nukes shut down completely.
I have not seen that, actually.
You should check that out. I'll recommend a book for you. Leslie Keen. It's called UFOs. And it's basically like high-ranking military officials, pilots, sort of well-respected people that are all giving their take on it. So if you haven't heard about that, I recommend it. But I appreciate this tremendous answer. I'm going to go ahead and say that's worthy of an evil examined magnet. And we appreciate you.
Hey, thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the pod.
Absolutely. All right, we're back, Evil Examined Podcast. We have another young lady who stepped up and spun the wheel of doom, and it has landed on personal horror story. So could you tell us at least your first name, and what's a horror story that you've encountered?
My name is Adrian, and the first story that pops into my mind was one of the first times I was babysitting. I was pretty young at the time. I was 11.
Ooh, I like it already. Creepy babysitter story. That is my shit.
It was just down the street from me, and the kid I was babysitting was about 4 or 5, and we had decided to go on a walk, and the mom is the person who contacted me about babysitting, but I couldn't get a hold of her to tell her that we're going to go for a walk, so I called the dad. And we went for a walk around the neighborhood. And on our walk back, one of my neighbors is like, "Hey, are you babysitting right now?" Which, to me, was a weird question. I was like, yes? Why? And he said, "There's someone looking for you." Which was kind of scary. And we just decided to go back to the house. And I was thinking, oh, maybe my mom was looking for me, and we're in the house and we're making some food, and then all of a sudden there's a loud banging on the door, and it's like boom, boom, boom. "I know you're in there, open the door." I was terrified. I'm hiding behind the counter, and the girl goes, "Oh, I think I know who that is," and gets up. I was like, "Do not open the door. We're not opening the door." And it was her aunt who was trying to find her, because the mom didn't know that we had gone for a walk. It was terrifying. I was so scared. But that's my personal story.
Oh, man, so it's just like a trickery, this one, right? Like, but, yeah, of course, if someone's banging on the door of the house you're babysitting, that usually doesn't end well.
No, and you know, at 11 years old, my imagination, someone was looking for me in the street. And then someone's banging at the door. I really thought it was the end for us.
Did the person banging at the door, were they like, "Adrian"?
No, I don't even think they knew my name at that point. I don't think we had ever met. So for me, I was...
I had to do the Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
You know I had to do it.
I understand. But
tremendous story, though. We appreciate you sharing it on Evil Examined. And this was great, guys. Thank you so much. All right, we're back. It's Evil Examined, and we have Silent Sarita. She has not drank too much yet. She is not yet Sloppy Sarita / Psycho Sarita. But she has spun the wheel, and she's landed on Worst Stench. So can you tell us about the worst stench that you've encountered?
Worst stench that I've ever encountered. Oh, it's hard. I mean, there are several notable ones.
Now, did you create these stenches?
No. Okay. I did not.
Third-party stench.
I got one. We went to look at this apartment. And this place, I swear to God, it was like an old crack house or some shit. It wasn't even clean. We didn't even go in the bathroom. We could smell it coming up. And then we opened the door, and it was just like this explosion of, I don't even know. I don't even know what
it was. But there was no fecal matter in the restroom.
You know what it smelled like, though? It smelled like they were like... melting bodies in the tub or something.
Okay.
It was like that sort of like rancid meat, like.
So maybe they were cutting up crackheads in there and selling their organs on the market, possibly.
Could have been, yeah.
Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, that is possible. That's possible.
Well, that's an excellent stench, and we really appreciate you sharing that smell on Evil Examined. Thank you for returning. We'll have to have you back on the show very soon. All right, we have a returning former cast member of Evil Examined, Sinister Steven, and he's here to, he has spun the wheel of doom, and he's landed on Party Story. Is it a fucked up party story that you have for us?
All right, so I was home from college, and then, so it was the last day before going back to school. We all went out, downtown San Francisco, club hopping, bar hopping. And I invited everybody via Facebook, so it was like 400 people in my fucking invites. And so I went to this club, so I see everybody, left and right. So that first, hour or so, everybody's buying me drinks. So, I'm downing, six, 7 shots of like hard, like, liquor.
And it's like, you're at the point of no return.
Right. This is within the first hour of being in there. So this club is like 2 levels. So I'm on the second level, I'm walking down the stairs, and the bouncer sees me, and he straight up points at me like, hey, follow me. I'm like, yo, what I do? But I was, wobbling down the stairs and everything, but I thought I felt fine, but at least the bouncer thought otherwise.
They always get mad, too, when you try to sleep in the club or something like that. JP was doing that the other day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they were getting pissed off that I was snoozing, taking a quick shut eye.
Yeah, they were like, "We're gonna fucking throw you out of here, dog."
Right.
So but you weren't sleeping; you were just doing the wobble.
I was just doing the wobble, but he obviously kicked me out. He escorted me out by myself. And, all my friends are in there, and then my friend gave me a ride to the club, but he saw everything, so he followed me out. So I was outside in the parking lot, just standing there chilling, and then just started to happen.
Shit?
Like
fecal matter.
Not fecal matter. But I started throwing up.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh. Alright, there we go.
In the parking lot. And then my friend comes down and sees me. He's shouldn't to get home. Now mind you, I live across town.
I got the next one.
So we're trying to do downtown San Francisco, and I'm looking at my buddy like, bro, roll your fucking window down.
So you puked all over the door, didn't you?
I did. So I thought it was fine. So the next day, when he texted me, so I was like, "Hey, bro, roll your window down while he's driving." And I stuck my head out of his window, and going through downtown San Francisco, I just started reacting in the car while he's driving. So I thought I got everything out of the car. I fucking did not. I had shit all over me, in the passenger seat, also the side of his car. I woke up the next day. I had to hop on a flight to LA the next day. I still woke up. I was still drunk.
Oh.
Going to the airport.
So you made it home safely, though.
I did make it home safely.
But I'm sure the smell of vomit didn't leave his vehicle for weeks.
No. No. He was pissed.
And the moral of the story, this is why you get a designated driver. You fuck up their car, not
true.
Your own, right? Wonderful story, Sinister Steven. We're going to have you on the podcast again soon.
Most definitely.
It's great to see you. It's been too long.
Yep.
Awesome. Virus trying to keep us down. We're not going to let it happen. We're here to stay, guys. All right? All right, folks. Evil Examine podcast here. And the lovely Heather has stepped up to the wheel and spun it. And she has landed on Personal Horror Story. She's been kind enough to purchase 3 of my books already. Thank you so much. But can you tell us at the Evil Examine podcast your personal horror story, if you have one? She's being berated. Is this horror story too deep? And it can be anybody's story too. It doesn't necessarily have to be yours.
Yeah, you can spin it after.
What is she gonna put right on the spot?
Nothing creepy ever happened to you? Do you ever have like a weird Halloween story? Maybe something like that? Go to a creepy party. Stalker. You must have had a stalker. Come on. Everybody has one stalker.
Man, I'm really not an interesting person now that I think about it.
I think you're an interesting person, but sometimes when you get put on the spot...
I'm definitely not one of those people that's good thinking about getting put on the spot.
Okay, well, how about this? Tell me one of your favorite horror books. Let's do that instead. That's a little bit easier, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just told you I got The Troop by Nick Cutter, and then also...
Excellent book.
Another good one is Under the Dome by Stephen King.
Nice, so... I'm glad that you bought some indie horror books, though, because I want to tell you, like, the mainstream horror, obviously, amazing. But I think I'm hoping that you'll find in buying these that there's some really, like, weird stuff sort of in the underground scene. And I hope you enjoy them. But thank you for letting us know your top scary books, Heather.
Yeah, it's
really appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you. All right, Evil Examine podcast, guys. We're here with Donna. She is one of my top supporters in buying my horror books. Thank you for coming out, Donna.
Hey, it's good to see you again.
Absolutely. She came to see me in New Jersey as well. And she has spun the Wheel of Doom. And did you land on Party Story? Was that
yes.
Do you have a retro party story, something crazy for us?
I don't know how crazy, but I got a good party story.
Let's hear it.
So when I was like 20, I had a bunch of people, a lot of underage people at my house partying, and one of my friends was like 30, and one of my other friend's boyfriends was like 45, and the cops came, and I told everybody into the bathroom, and my friends who were overage pretended like they lived there, and meanwhile, I'm in the bathroom having a heart attack because I was still living with my parents. They were just not home, and we had a bunch of underage, drunk, and high kids in my house. So luckily nobody went to jail, which was great. It would have been crazier if somebody did go to jail, but, you know.
Well, listen, there's a necessary part of society where, like, when I was a kid, there used to be a woman named Shauna, just this big chick down the road, and she would buy us our 40s when we were too young to drink them, and we're forever indebted to her. She ended up stabbing a man to death currently in the penitentiary, but she made a lot of magic happen for us, and I'm glad to hear that you made that magic happen for others as well.
I do what I can.
Change some lives.
Thanks for stopping by, Donna.
All right.
And thank you for donating to the Evil Examine podcast. $70 donor, guys. Incredible.
Thank you, Donna.
All right, Evil Examine here with James, my boy. He was kind enough to come down and say hi. An honor to see you in the flesh, James. And he did pre-order.
Hey, nice to see you.
He pre-ordered the Beyond Reform, dude. Because of people like you and Donna, I'm able to do this. Thank you so much. And he has spun the Wheel of Doom and landed on last time he puked. So he said the last time he puked was not super eventful, but you could give us any puke story.
Right. Oh, this, I have quite a few puke stories. So this one will be after going out with some of my bandmates. We went to the Poor Farm in New Bedford.
Actually, I don't.
And I had a few too many breakfast stouts from Founders.
Oh, nice thick one, huh?
Oh my God,
so weighty. Like
it. They snuck up on me, so I was downing them like crazy. So my friends are like, oh, let's go to
fucking IHOP to sober up a little bit.
That's a good move. That's a power move right there.
Apparently, at some time, I lost consciousness, but I was still pretty active. So I was like, oh, man, I got to... Apparently, I have to go to the bathroom. So I went, and just that breakfast stout went right through me. It was diarrhea nonstop. But I guess at the same time, I started puking all over my dick. So my buddy had to come in. I was missing for like... missing for like 20 minutes. It must have been 20 minutes, a half hour. They're like, oh, there's something's wrong. So they came in and they had to, you know, wipe all the puke off my dick and pack my shit back up. Then he had to drive me home. There's no way I could drive home. And yeah, I left that IHOP bathroom, that poor Dartmouth IHOP bathroom. I'm not too ashamed to go in there because it was just covered in all my, you know, dick-scented puke.
I would be proud to that sort of explosion that you're talking about. Yeah. This isn't something that happens every Sunday, you know? This is...
No, everything came out both sides. At least I had enough sense to, like sit down and actually, you know, shoot my diarrhea into the toilet. But
what a fucking gentleman. James, can you tell us about your band? Are you still actively performing?
We have been up until, you know, recently. We're kind of taking it a little bit slow now, but who knows? The future is yet to be written. So
what's the name?
Come back.
Go ahead and plug the name.
Lasertooth.
Lasertooth.
Yeah,
I love it.
Kind of a space rock, prog rock, kind of messed up group of miscreants.
Nice. Do you have anything uploaded anywhere?
We do. I believe. Everything is on, we have all our stuff on Spotify, as well as Bandcamp, I believe.
Okay, well listen, guys, to those listening, if you support puking on a dick, if you support explosive diarrhea, you need to go ahead and support James and Lasertooth, and at least give a few listens on Spotify. Share it with your friends, guys. Come on. He bore his heart and soul to you.
Do the right thing.
And thank you for stopping by, James.
Yeah,
God bless
you,
man. Keep that dick clean, brother. All right, guys. Evil Examine podcast again. We've had Monisha spin the wheel of doom, and it's landed on Alien Opinion. This has been a hot topic today. I think like 3-4 other people landed on it. So I'm interested to see what your opinion is. I'll tell you what theirs was after. But what's your opinion? Do you think it's real? Do you think there's a possibility? Did you ever have an experience?
Hey guys, so I've never had an experience with an alien, but there's no way they don't exist. Out of all the planets out there, you're telling me that only ours has life on it? There's no way. Every other planet has water and carbon. There's got to be something. Maybe they're farther advanced than we are. Maybe they haven't gotten there yet, but there's got to be something. Even on Mars, they saw patterns of water and rivers and geological features and bacteria even. So I think they're out there, and we're going to meet them one day.
I'm with you, and so far the consensus has been 100%. People believe in extraterrestrial life in some form or another. Some people will say, oh, well, maybe it's us, and we've evolved and somehow traveled back to try and stop the error of our ways. Then there's others that just think it's a life form, but do you have an opinion on that?
Well, when we went to the moon, we became the aliens to them, so you never know with the way time works. If they leave and they don't evolve because their time moves so slowly, and we've evolved here, they could come back and be some kind of reptilian dinosaur or something, and we think they're just so funky, and really they're just us from the past. You never know.
The reptilian theory is a fun one, too. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you, Monique.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, check us out on the Evil Examine podcast. All right, guys, Evil Examine here, Michelle, and, well, actually, her friend, what is your name?
Pamela.
I'm sorry?
Pamela.
Pamela has spun the wheel of doom, and Michelle has substituted in to answer the question of what is one of her favorite scary books. I'm interested to hear. She's also won a free copy of The Slob, so thank you for participating.
Thank you. One of my favorite scary books, it's actually a graphic novel. It's called Uzumaki by Junji Ito. And it actually terrified me the first time I read it. I gave away my copy because it terrified me that much.
Is that the one where they show the thing almost like ramen coming out of the guy's face? Like pus?
No, I think that's a different book, but same author.
Same, okay, because I've seen his work before.
Yes.
And the art is
it's just, amazing.
It is disturbing beyond disturbing. I love it.
It's terrifying. Uzumaki's about spirals, actually, like the one on your shirt.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. There we go.
Definitely recommend checking it out.
Great. Thank you for the recommendation. I'm sure the audience is going to appreciate it.
I hope so. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in, Michelle. All right, Evil Examine Podcast here. We have a gentleman with, what is the vendor booth that you have at Buttonwoods?
So Roadie Clothing.
And can we find you online outside of here?
Absolutely.
All right, can you tell us where?
So Roadie Clothing on Instagram and also on Facebook.
Absolutely. And Killa Tai is here. She actually bought a headband from them. It's very cool. It has the Simpsons logos on it. So check it out online if you want to see more. But he spun the Wheel of Doom and he got asked a question. And what was your question?
Tell us your party story.
Okay. And did I ask you your first name still?
I don't believe so, no.
Can we have your first name?
My name is Sean.
All right, Sean. You got a good one for us, dude?
Now, when you say party story, what kind of party are we? Like any party?
The most fucked up party you can imagine. But you can. It can be anything. We had one guy that told us he puked on his dick a little bit earlier.
Oh, okay. Here's a fun story. I was living back home with my parents, and my oldest brother also had moved back home because he had just gotten divorced. And it was the first time we started really hanging out with siblings because I was old enough to go out and drink. So we went to a local bar in Pawtucket, and
the Carousel.
The Celtic Pub.
Okay, but right. wasn't that the Carousel before?
No, Carousel Arigna, which is in Pawtucket, is now the Carousel.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. The Arigna in Pawtucket was the Carousel. Party.
Okay, the Celtic Pub.
Celtic Pub is like right near the South Attleboro line.
Gotcha.
Like very, very close. And 94 HJA just happened to be there that night. And we went, and this is before I started drinking beer. So all I drank was Grateful Dead's and Long Island iced teas.
So you're going hardcore.
Yes.
You're not fucking around.
No, there was no beer involved at all. And the bartender here at this place, they served them in pint glasses. They didn't serve them in like rocks glasses.
Okay.
And he was doing heavy pours. So about 2.5 Grateful Dead's in, which is basically a Long Island iced tea, only instead of Chambord, they put like, instead of Coke, it's Chambord, so it's just as deadly. I started to like say, wow, I'm really fucked up. So, I'm assuming I can curse on.
Absolutely. Say whatever the fuck you want.
And I went to the bathroom and tried to splash cold water on my face and tried to get sober, and I couldn't. And I walk out to the bar, I'm like, I gotta leave. So I go out the door, and I'm sitting, and I end up just vomiting all over the outside there. I try to go over to the dumpster, and I'm retching behind the dumpster. And now I see my car across the street. I'm like, I just got to get to my car and get in my car, and I'll fall asleep. And I try to walk across the street, and I collapse halfway across the street in the gutter. And that's where I stay for a really long amount of time until someone comes by and says, hey, if you don't get up, the cops are going to come arrest you. They're going to see you lying in the gutter and say you're messed up. And my body and brain just at that stage were not jiving at all. Now, meantime, the entire time, my brother's inside, but he has no idea where, because I just left. So about 30 minutes of me being in the gutter, I hear from inside the bar, across the street, from the DJ from 94HJY, hi, is there a Michael Drywa here? If so, your brother is outside. He really needs your help.
And you're in the gutter at this
and
point.
I'm in the gutter.
Covered
and,
like, in puke.
And I'm like, oh, thank God. My brother heard my cry. He's going to come out and help me. Nothing. I finally, some angel picks me up and scoots me across the street, sits me down, gives me some water. About 20 minutes later, I say, okay. I make it to my car across the street and sit in my car. I'm like, oh. And I stay there for I don't know how long, and I drive home. I probably should not have driven home at that stage. White knuckled in my little Geo Metro going about 15 miles an hour, all back roads. I get home, I split out on the bed. I wake up the next morning, my brother's getting ready for work. He goes, hey, what happened to you last night? I'm like, what happened to me? I'm like, the DJ called your name. I was outside. And I gave him the whole recount of the story. And he starts laughing. He goes, I didn't hear anything. So he was on one side of the bar, and the DJ was on the other side of the bar, and it was so loud that when the DJ even announced that his name, he couldn't even hear him.
So you were swept away by an angel, and you're here today to tell the story. Otherwise, I mean, if it was a devil that picked you up, you could have been
I probably would have been. Different. He probably would have put me in said dumpster that I was vomiting behind.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing your disturbing story, and be sure to check out who online.
So Roadie Clothing.
So Roadie Clothing, guys, check it out.
Like,
all right, we have a young lady that has spun the wheel. I assume you guys, boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yes.
Her boyfriend just won a free book, copy of Yellow. He's got the magical spin. And but she landed on favorite scary book. So what do you got for her? Can you tell us your first name?
Tara.
Thank you, Tara.
My favorite was It. I read it
That's
through.
A beefy one, too.
I read it through three times.
So you're a serious reader if you fucking read that three times.
I fucking love It. That's like my favorite. I remember watching the original, and then I watched the newer ones, and I will rewatch them as long as they're around.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you. Do you prefer... Obviously, you probably prefer the books over the movies, right?
Yeah.
Now, but if you had to pick a movie, do you like the old Pennywise with, like, Tim Curry, the TV one, or do you like the more New Age one?
I like the first newest version, so I like Chapter 1, the original.
But you weren't too big on the follow-up?
No.
Not so much, no. Yeah. I like the first one definitely.
I tend to agree, but for whatever reason, I'm a little bit older, and I get, like, nostalgia when I watch the old TV one, even though it kind of sucks.
My mom used to watch it all the time when I was in the house, and I would just sit there watching it with her.
Same thing, dude. We would rent the fucking double VHS tape from the library of it.
Yep.
It was, like, ridiculous, but... All right, well, thank you so much for letting us know about your favorite scary book, and thanks for being on the Evil Examined podcast.
American Express.
All right, Evil Examined podcast, and Matt, who has won a free copy of my book Yellow, has he just taken upon himself to tell a horror story. It's just ripping out of his chest. He needs to explain it. His eyes lit up when he saw the question. So Matt, what do you got for us, brother?
So there was one day we just moved into our new house, and it was right in Warwick, and we'd probably only been there a few months, and we had noticed some weird stuff going on. There was definitely, like, some sort of shadow person in our house, whatever.
We're missing only one man.
It was in my room, and there was one time I was just, like, I was tying my shoe or whatever in the doorway, and as soon as I stood up, I just saw, like, the whole shadow go right behind my door. And after that, I started noticing. If I closed my door, I felt like I was 20 pounds heavier on the shoulders. And if my door was open, I felt overexposed. So there was one day we decided it was a night. We decided to sage the entire house. And we did it in the layout of, like, the house so that it couldn't go to any other, like, room and just kind of stay there, get stuck a little bit. And where my front door is, there's, like, a breezeway.
Okay.
That goes to our sunroom. And we had wrapped around the house, and when we were going to the sunroom, door handle starts going all wonky. We can hear everything. It was insane.
And so the saging is like a purification of the
I mean, that's grounds, it's right? Almost like, for me, I don't necessarily know essentially what I, you know, fully believe in or whatever, but it's almost like a comfort thing, because a lot of people do use that as a purification type thing, a cleansing almost.
Yep, yep.
Whose
idea was it now? Is your parent?
Yeah, so my brother's girlfriend, she's super into all, like, the witchy stuff. And she had sage on her.
Is it possible that she might have been bringing this shit around?
At first we really didn't know, but I kind of looked at it as, you know, my brother's the most open one, like the family who's open to, like, the dark matter type things. My mom's super protected. I was sort of in the middle. She was even super protected. And it's something that we talked about, you know, a few months ago. It came up. But so we decided... So when we got out to the sunroom, we opened up the sunroom, whatever. We sage the sunroom, we go back to sage our rooms. And I was sitting in my living room. I thought I heard a car pull up, and I thought it was my mom coming home with, I don't know, groceries or something. So I'm starting to get up. I hear the alarm go off, like the little beep beep for our door.
Okay.
Because that's what happens when you open up the door and everything. And
closing my eyes, I'm envisioning it.
Yep. So I walk around the kitchen, and I hear the door slam shut. I was like, okay, that's mom. I go out there. No car's there. No one's there. I run back. I say, guys, mom's not home. They're like, mom's not home? What do you mean? The door just opened. I was like, yeah, the door opened. Just slammed right in front of my face. And since then, we haven't had any instances, except we have something still in the house And out of nowhere, now this is also the kicker for it, we knew it wasn't bad, we knew it wasn't good, it's just kind of there. We didn't think it was older, we kind of thought, you know, 13, 14, 15, around that age. And out of nowhere, we just named it Jacob because we wanted to put some sort of name to whatever was there.
And he lives in the basement.
My friend, a few days later, out of nowhere, he didn't know I did any of this stuff. He sent me an article. I hadn't talked to him since I was in school. And he sent me an article of a 13-year-old kid named Jacob who died not too far from my house.
No way. And you guys randomly named him Jacob?
We randomly named him Jacob.
Wow.
So it was that was pretty cool.
That is insane.
Yeah. So that's my ghost story. I have a few other ones, but that's the one that sticks out the most.
That one is incredible, Matt. We appreciate you on the Evil Examine podcast. Also, you should talk to JP about his paranormal experiences. It sounds like you guys got something in common. But thank awesome. You so much for joining
no
us,
problem.
Brother.
Okay, so you can just say your first name or alias if you want. What's your first name?
Hi, my name's Samantha.
Samantha, and what's your biggest fear?
It's definitely snakes.
Snakes? What's your experience? Your past experience with snakes?
I grew up in Florida, and there's a lot of poisonous snakes down there. My mom was also really afraid of them, so at first it wasn't too bad, and then it started getting worse and worse as they like would be on our porch and see them in the yard or curled around the mailbox.
Poisonous? That's scary.
Yeah. Some of them, there were coral snakes in the porch. I don't think the mailbox one was, but I didn't get close enough to find out.
Yeah, the reptiles are
invading. No, I never got close enough for me. But, there's just a lot of them down there. They were always kind of around and always, you know, you never know, like, too, which ones are and which ones aren't. I don't know, they're creepy.
You got to treat them all
the same. Not for me.
In Florida, too, right? Many creepy sort of animals. Like, you got the gators, right, down there?
Oh, yeah. I used to see gators, like,
lizards,
down the street. Like, we'd be driving, and there was a gator you had to avoid suddenly.
The reptiles are taking over there.
Yeah, definitely. Iguanas fall out of trees there when it gets too cold. They can't hang on anymore. They, like, freeze up.
I've seen stories with the snakes in the toilets and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, God, like, I can't even. No, like, yeah. When I was in, like, third grade, one of my friends had really long hair, and she had been out in the yard, like, playing in the few leaves that we get in the fall, and she came inside, and there was one in her long hair.
A snake?
A snake, yes.
And she didn't feel it at all?
She didn't realize until she had gotten inside.
Holy crap.
Like, she thought it was, like, a leaf stuck in there.
Oh, my God.
So that kind of thing, like, that they could be anywhere, like, yeah, going through the plumbing, being on the porch, like I said, or anything like that, just, like... No, stay away from me.
I agree with you on that. That's one of my fears, too.
This was an excellent and enlightening interview. So we thank you.
And, thank you.
Listen to Evil Examine, and we'll get your clip on there along with everyone else.
Awesome.
All right, guys, Evil Examine podcast. Brianna has spun the Wheel of Doom, and she landed on Paranormal Experience. So, Brianna, thank you first for coming up to the booth. We appreciate you. And she says she has a very boring paranormal experience that she wants to share with us.
Thank you for having me. When I was little, we stayed at the most haunted hotel in Gettysburg. And while there, I, of course, slept on the floor because I'm a child next to a dead cat, which is wonderful. But every...
You can't just go past the dead cat thing. Like, how
they, they have one of those large stuffed cats. They
okay.
just really love the cat.
Creepy taxidermy?
Creepy taxidermy cat just sleeping next to my face. And who I assume is the owner of the creepy cat continually covered me up with a blanket. Every time I woke up, I just felt something cover me. It was never my parents. It was always just something else.
Like a presence, a weight almost?
Exactly. Somebody with just a very caring presence, which is surprising in Gettysburg, but it's good to know that there are other ghosts there than people that have been murdered.
See, I like that, though, because you don't hear every paranormal experience you hear. It's always like, oh, we were terrified. It was creepy. This was like a comforting experience. This was a positive experience?
It was a positive experience. I've always believed in ghosts, so it's great to have one that isn't a scary one. It's a great experience for me.
That's incredible. We love the positivity here on Evil Examine, too. And thank you so much, Brianna, for sharing your story. Amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, our next spinner spin her right. It's Killer Ty. She was in I think one episode of Evil Examined, but she makes a return here for the Wheel of Doom. And what did you spin on?
I spin on Worst Stench.
Worst Stench. So go ahead, take it over.
So I think it was either 10th or 11th grade. I took a forensics class, and we had to do like a crime scene or something like that. And my forensics teacher was like, oh, so have you guys ever smelled a dead body? Well, it's like the stench of like very old raw meat. So like she's like, it's a smell that you'll never ever 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 in your life forget.
That's disturbing.
So it was in the classroom, but it was like sealed over like a glass wall or something like that. So I went in and I nearly passed out because the smell was really, really bad. I didn't throw up or anything, but it did make me feel like really queasy. And it was probably like, I changed diapers every single day, and it was probably one of the worst smells I've ever smelled in my entire life. And that's, I guess, what a dead body smells like, raw meat.
Raw meat, yeah. You ever walk by a butcher shop and like just feel nauseous?
I've walked into Amando's before and it's pretty bad.
Yep.
You were there.
Yeah, I had to take a week off from meat. But yeah, that's a great one. I'm surprised you had forensic class. That's
Hope High School.
They didn't have shit in CF.
That's fucking educated shit going on.
Forensics? Oh,
you're an educated woman.
That's insane.
I suppose.
Okay, so you know how to cover up a crime scene.
I wouldn't say that. I'd probably be failing at that, but I do know what a dead body smells like now, and I'll never forget it.
Well, guys, that was Killer Ty's stinkiest experience. Thank you.
I experienced a lot of stinky things, but that one was the top one.
Alrighty. Thank you so much.
I could go on for hours.
Because I think you're on the
this is fact. People who don't understand.
So what name do you go by?
Hardy.
Okay. And he spun the Wheel of Doom, and he landed on aliens. So you want to tell us what your opinions are on aliens?
Well, you're asking me, how do I feel about aliens?
How do you feel
about them? They exist. Of course they exist. I think anyone who thinks they don't exist is the biggest fool in the world. Because it's literally impossible for other species to not exist in an infinite universe of infinite possibilities. There are so many things that we have not seen or observed yet that exist out there. Infinitely. Once you can understand the concept of infinites, there are infinite us too doing the same thing, having a conversation like this. Other places right now, different times in the universe. There's infinite possibilities.
Kind of like the multiverse theory, kind of?
I think if you can think that there are no aliens out there, you need to start thinking.
You think they're narrow-minded?
Beyond narrow-minded, I think they're stupid.
Well, we got it. We got the, informed, the hot take. We appreciate that. If you want to hear the rest of the folks that have spun the wheel, we have our podcast.
Have you come across people who think there are aliens out there?
Aliens have
are like some churchgoers that think we're the center of the universe. They don't understand space and time. And once you travel the universe, then you understand.
Oh, yeah, here. Take a magnet. This is the podcast. Everybody's going to hear everyone and yourself on there.
Nice.
It's probably like 2 weeks.
Nice.
I'll talk for hours.
Thank you for schooling us on the the aliens.
All right. It's been a tremendous evening slash day right over here at Buttonwoods Brewery. We met a lot of great people, future collaborations.
Future fans.
Future listeners to the show. Some great existing fans of my writing as well. So we couldn't ask for more, really.
Yeah. We'll consider this a huge success.
Absolutely.
And hopefully next time we gather up in an event like this, we see more of you guys there and just hang out with you guys.
Hell yeah, dude. And we got some great stories. We hope you guys enjoyed all the strangeness that was on the podcast earlier. And if we do another one of these, we'll be sure to upload it. And until next time, stay strange, people.
Yeah.
Stay strange.
They're extra-dimensional beings that they are not what they claim.
living is much, much more difficult.
You know, most of them don't assume you're actually going to kill them. Most of them assume it's a rape or something like that.
It was like anybody was fair game.
It did not matter. Blood is blood. It didn't matter if man, woman, child.
At first, they thought it was a pack of savage dogs. But when they looked closer, they knew it was humans.
We left the curse. Straight! We left the curse.
We lit the gate.
A fire and death.
We lit the gate.
Oh, this is not nice. Judgment!
No!
Judgment! Say it!
We lit the curse!
On her?
On her!
Future generations.
Future generations!
Generations!